Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf pei beis. We're holding the Mishnah on pei aleph amid beis, where the Mishnah begins. Ani tonin b'fnim, shenis arvu b'nitonin b'chut. What we're talking about again is the mixing of the bloods, and here in particular, we're talking about those karbonis which go b'fnim. Which karbonis go b'fnim? B'fnim here means inside the heichal, and on Yom Kippur inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, where you have the bloods where they're supposed to be spritzed. Inside, for instance, throughout the whole year, if you have the par helam dov shel tzibur, or you have the par koina mashiach, you have to go and take them inside into the heichel, spritz them in front of the parochus, and then on the mizbeach. And of course, in Yom Kippur, you have the additional hazois of nai b'fnim. Anyway, so those bloods got mixed in with nitan and bachutz. At the moment, we're talking about any bloods bachutz, which means any other carbon. Because every other carbon, other than those that are being brought inside the heichel, the penimiyos, everything else is bichitzoina. So we're not distinguishing at this point between the oila and the chattas and the oshim and the toida and the bechor and the maser and the pesach. All other bloods that you have bachutz, if they got mixed in one with the other, says the Tanakama, yishavchu liyama, no good. Go and pour them all out in the yama, and you start from scratch. The obvious question is, why doesn't Reb Lezer argue over here and say, no? Why don't we say, go and take all the bloods which are b'fnim, or those which are b'chutz, and go and just spritz them in both places. And royin oison ki ilohin mayim, like we had in the previous Mishnah, that if you had the alyoinim and the tachtoinim getting mixed together, then just go and spritz them on the top, on the four kronois, and whatever blood was there was not from the korban chatos, Roy and Kilo and Maim. So Rashi already points out that the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't Reb Lezer disagree? But that's the halacha. Shofchulian. Now what happens if Nosan b'chutz v'choz v'nosan b'fnim? Kosher. B'fnim v'choz v'nosan b'chutz. We already have a machlokes. Now what is this referring to? We're referring to, again, that the bloods are mixed together, and the person didn't ask any questions, and what did he do? Nosan b'chutz. He took the bloods that had been mixed. He put them b'chutz on top of the mizbeach to the extent that they were a carbon chatos, because carbon chatos you have to go to the top and put them on the four kronois. And then after that, whatever remaining blood there was, b'chutz v'nosan b'fnim, he went into the panimi inside to the heichel, and he did the hazois l'moshel in front of the paroiches, and then on the mizbeach. If a person did that, it's kosher. What happens if it's the other way around? First, he went and took the bloods into b'fnim, into the heichel, and he did in front of the paroiches, and then on to the mizbeach ha-panimi, the mizbeach ha-ktoiris, mizbeach ha-zohot, etc. Because v'nos b'chutz, and now he went out and he spritzed it on the outer mizbeach, now it already depends. Here we have a machloikas, a b'kiva, poisav ha-chomim machshirim. B'kiva says it's possible. Chom say it's kosher. Now, what does he say that it's possible? He's referring to the chitzoin is possible, not the panimi. The panimi is okay. The chitzoin is possible. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment why. And the Chum say it's kosher. Shrebi Kiva oimer kol dam shenichzu lechaper b'heichol psulin. Chumam oimrim chatos bilvad. Now, what is this all about? So now, there's a very, very special posik by the korban chatos, which will have major ramifications for this Mishnah and for the Gemara immediately following. Where is that? It's Vayikachov Vav Chov Gemul. Barry? Yeah, but you only have that one pasuk. We're going to have more pasukim. Vayikra Vav Chov Gemul, Voshteta. The Gemara is also quoted here in the Torah Or HaSholem on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. In other words, the next Amid, Miyat Hashem. And what does it say in the pasuk? The parasha generally is talking about a chatos. Davul Haram Vilban of Leimar, it's on page 300. Davul Haram Vilban of Leimar, Zoyz Teres, a chatos. And then if you skip a few psukim, it says, V'chol chatos, Ashe yuva midoma el oyel moyed l'chaper b'koydish, Loi se'ochel ba'esh tisarev. V'chol chatos, any karm chatos, we're talking about on the simple level, the way the Gemara normally understands it, that Ichatas Chitzoina, which is supposed to go and put the four Nesinas Adam on top of the Koranis on the Mizbeach chitzayin, and for some reason this person had that urge, that yearning and desire to get as close to Hashem as possible, and he says, why should I go and put the blood on the outside Mizbech, in the Azara, and be just like the other millions of Klal Yisrael? I want to be special. And he goes and takes the blood into the oil moid, into the ulam, into the heichal, l'chaper b'kodesh, for purposes of doing the zrikas adam in front of the proiches, and the hazor sadam there on the four kronos and on the mizbeach. What's the din? What you did is a big, big mistake. You might have thought that you're super frum, that taking the chata's blood inside, loy siyachal, you're not allowed to eat from that carbon, but eshti sar, if it has to be burnt. Not burned where the chatois ha-pnimiyos are usually burned, michutz lemachne on the Beis HaDeshen, but rather there's a place on the Har Habayis for all of these types of psule carbon, and you burn it over there. This pasuk says, befeirish v'chol chatos asher yuvah midama. Does this also apply to all other karbonis? A carbon oilin, and a carbon asham, and a carbon toida, etc., etc. Would you say the same thing, that if the dam goes into the oil moyed, it passes the carbon? So the Gemara, that's the machloik is now between Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Kiva Omer called domim shenichlasu lechaper behechol. Any carbon, not just the carbon chatas, any carbon. We're back in the Mishnah, the third wide line. Rabbi Kiva Omer called domim shenichlasu lechaper behechol. Any carbon, whether it's the carbon chatas, chitzoina, the regular chatzos, or an oila, or an osham, or anything else. Shenichlas lechaper behechol, that you brought the blood into the hechol, likapora, to go and do the hazois hadam, psolin, it's possible. Chomom oimrim, no, chatzos bulva, the pasuk says, v'chol chatzos, why are you spreading it and expanding it to all other kavanas? Only the carbon chatzos. Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Lezer predictably, lishitasai, because we had the same Reb Lezer back on that base, Omer Aleph, when we were talking about the Hilchus Shaloi Lishma, that Reb Lezer equates the Oshem to the Chatas, Reb Lezer Oimer, Afa Oshem Shenemar, Ka Chatas Ka Oshem, Toira Achas Lohem. Okay, we're going to talk, yes.
What's the term that when you see something applied to one thing, you apply it to the others as well?
That's a Mamatzino.
So that Rabbi Akiva doesn't, is that his?
We're going to see the reason in the Gemara shortly. It's very good, you're really on point, focused. I'm talking about that shortly. First, when it goes to the two dots, we're going to have one discussion and then get back to your discussion about Rabbi Kiva. Great thing, Mark. We started off our Mishnah that if you had bloods from the outside kabbanis and the inside kabbanis getting mixed, yishav chuli amma. Great thing, Mark. But niflik rap nami Rabbi Lezer b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Lezer argue here too? Who is the here too? Because back on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, when we had nitanim lamata shenis arvu benitanim lemala, Reb Lezer Oimer, Yitain Lamala, Vroya Nias Atachtoinim Lamalim Ki Ilo Haim Mayim, Vyachsav Yitain Lamata. So Reb Lezer employs this halachic concept of Royan and says, even though I have a mixture of various bloods, and some of the bloods should really be Tachtoin and not Lamala, do Lamala, and those which are Tachtoinim will consider them Royan Ki Ilo Haim Mayim. To do the same thing over here. Why does it say, Yishav Chuli Up? And for anyone. Hey Chilevit, because really there's no Eitzah, what should we do? Neisav b'chutz b'hoda neisav b'fnim. Remember we have two groups of blood, the Chitzoina bloods, which are supposed to be in the Azara, and the Panemius bloods, which are supposed to be taken into the Hechel. So, where should we go first? Hey Chilevit. Neisav b'chutz, should we first put blood on the outside Mizbeach, whether it's an Oyle Shtaim Shein Arba, or it's a Chattis Lamala, or whatever. And then take that same blood into the heichel and use it and do the hazois over there. Kishem shemitzvah lahaktim el yoinim letachtoinim kach mitzvah lahaktim penim lechutz. What is this referring to? So Rashi reminds us that there's going to be a Mishnah Miyat Hashem in another 8 days on Taf Pei Tes, another 7 days. And the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to say over there that if you have, there are dini kedimais, what goes before what? And it says there in the Mishnah that dam chatas should always be brought before dam oila. So therefore, whenever you have a shayla, elyon or tachtoin, you go to elyonim first, tachtoinim second. That Mishnah says as well, or HaGemara is adding, kach mitzvah lahakdim penim lechutz. Why, says Rashi, to penim choshev, Panim is more choshev, of course, than lichutz. Panim is dachli the heichel. It's one step away from the kodesh kadosh. Therefore, if you had a choice, you should go the panim before the chutz. Okay, so then fine. Top of the yamin. Benesel lefnim b'had benesel lechutz. Take the blood and first go and put it inside. In other words, on the freiches, and then take it outside. Says more kimin di ikka chatas v'oshem chinichnas gaman psulim loy psikolei. Yes. In theory, Rebbe Lezer could argue with the Tanakhava of our Mishnah and say, sometimes we should go and take the blood first inside and then take them out. But it's only sometimes, because it really depends. If it's a Karban Chatas, which is supposed to be on the outside, then we have a Befer Shalav. V'chol Chatas ha-shiyuva midama el oyumoy v'chapra v'koyish loy se'ochel. Eishti sorry, if you're being oyvelav. Ah. And Reb Lezer l'shitasoi, like we had in the Mishnah, expands that to include not only a chatas and also an asham. Ah, so therefore, if the Mishnah, since our Mishnah is sestam, it says pnim bloods that have gotten mixed up with chutz bloods, chitzayim bloods, if we were talking about all kabbanis other than chatas and asham, says Reb Lezer, I would be in the Mishnah and I would be screaming, no, 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 first put him in the pnim and then do it by chutz. I have the wrong bloods being nizrak in the different places. It doesn't bother me because roi noisakil hey mai. That I don't can do by the oil, and I can do that by the toidan, I can do that by other kavanas, but I can't do it by a chatzis and an oshem. Why not? Because by chatzis oshem, chinichnas dam and psulim, it passes the blood, it passes the whole carbon. You're not doing me a favor by doing it here and then doing it there, because it becomes possible. Becomes possible. Therefore, even though he could have argued with the Tanakhama on the other Kabbalists, but since the Tanakhama is put together, he's been ma'arev all of the Nitanim Bachutz, not just the Chatas and Oshet, but also the Oila and all the rest. That's why he doesn't take a stand in our Mishnah. He doesn't argue. Okay, now. Yes.
So you have the Damim which were mixed up, and then. That is shafulam, but where it says nasan b'chutz.
That's what we're going to discuss now.
Okay.
So until now, we were just discussing that first line. We wanted to know why doesn't Reb Lezer argue, and the Gemara concludes he could have argued if our Mishnah was talking about all karbanis except for the chatas and asher, because then you'd be right. Yeah, take it b'fnim, take it b'chutz, royin oiskilein mayim, everything would be great. But since the term nisarvu b'niton b'chutz includes the chatas v'yoshem, so now we have to start making Talmudic hair splitting. It depends whether it's a chatas, whether it's an oshem, other kabbalists. So therefore, he doesn't speak up in the Mishnah.
But if it would be a chatas and an
if it's chatas, okay, we're talking about, if you mean chatas chitzoina, and the oila chitzoina that we already dealt with 2 days ago in the Mishnah, where it says you had nitana lamata, l'mala, then you do lamala first, royin kilein mayim, and then you do the mata. And the chum say yishafach lam. So chum are perfectly consistent, both Mishnayos. The reason why Reb Lezer didn't argue over here is because when you're talking about taking bloods bifnim, oi, chol chatzas hashiv midam and lechaper b'kodesh, you pass the carbon.
But you still get the benefit of the dam of pnim.
So that's a very good question. So what our brother Shai is asking is, okay, but bring it in lifnim, so at least you have a kapora on the pnimi, even though you're not going to have a kapora on the chitzai. That's your question. Yes. So you're mechavin to Rashi. Rashi on the first narrow line here on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. First narrow line. V'im toimar. You have that?
Yeah.
Lifsalenu lechitzayim. Bring it inside. Even though the chitzai is going to become possible. Abel hachshe panimim. Why do you want to go and pour them out in the omen? The both would be possible. So Rashi, lifsalenu diyadayim. Like Amar Rebbe Lezer to go and passel something be dying, like a bekum vasei to Rebbe Lezer nisht. Umutav lahamten achkias achama v'yifsu me'alein v'yishbechem li'omah. In other words, don't pour them in the omah right now. Just go and sit on your hands. Don't do anything. Leave them until after shkia tonight, where and then it's already be too late because of lina to do any more zerika sadam, and then you go and pour it out. But to go be a dying to passel a carbon. Even though there's a benefit, because I'm benefiting the panimi, but I don't want to go and pass the carbon be a dime through the chitzah.
You don't say that by the first line of the Mishnah that we wait till.
Hanitzan b'fnem, shesar b'fnem. That's what the halach is. Even though it doesn't say it b'feirish, but the way Rashi is learning, yishef kolam, mean not immediately. You wait until night, and then you go for it. You're very welcome. And we continue on Rabbi Yisai on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. We're on the third line, Chayyur Rabbi Kiva Omer. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah? We're talking about, again, what happens if the person didn't ask any questions and he took the mixture of blood and he brought it inside into the Pnim, inside the Heichel, where now this blood contains both Chitzen blood and Pnimi blood. So Rabbi Kiva says, I don't care which chitzon carbon it is, that carbon will be pasul. Why will it be pasul? Because the pasuk says v'chol chatos hashiyuva midam el ayel moed. But the pasuk only says chatos. It doesn't say all the kabbalas. That's why the chum say it's kosher. Chum oimen chatos bilvad. The only one that goes into the heichel becomes pasul is only the chatos. Rabbi Kiva, whoever expands it to all karbonos chitzonios, you brought them inside, they all become pasul. So the Gemara now is going to discuss for the next 20 lines what's the basis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim's Svaris and Halachas in the Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Moshel, and you have to add the words, L'Rabbi Kiva, L'ma Dover Doima, that Rabbi Kiva just said now that all karbonos are pasul. You know what? L'Talmud, Shemazel G'Rabbi B'Chamin. You have a Talmud that is pouring for his Rebbe and diluting wine, L'Moshel, with warm water to give to the Rebbe to drink. The Omalai, and the Rebbe says, says I get you, did a great job. Mezoigli, go and pour me another cup. Omalai b'meh, with what should I dilute the water this, the wine this time? So mezoigli is not just to pour, but he says, dilute for me another cup. Omalai b'meh, with what? Omalai, loy b'chamin anu asukin, aren't we already busy with chamin? Achshav bein b'chamin bein b'tzoinim. Since until now we were diluting the wine with chamin, and I asked you for another mezoigli, it would not have been necessary to say mezoigli, and therefore what I'm trying to tell you is, now it could be either chamin or tzoinim. Now it's not exactly clear why by adding the words mezoigli do we say automatically he's now being more inclusive. Rashi says a pshat, which is a little bit difficult to follow. The different girsois, how you understand the Rashi. Toises, however, makes it a little bit more easy. If you look at the top toises, Achshav ben b'chamin ben b'tzoinen, to mezoig li lishni diaturahu. That was extra loshin. He didn't have to say mezoig li, mean to dilute. So the Mephoshim say, what could he have said? He could have told him, yes, yashkeni, give me another mashke, another drink. Why do you have to go and use the term go b'mezoigli to go and mix it again and dilute it again? The meziga shel chamin hoyu asukin. We were already busy with meziga shel chamin. So had he just said ishakeini or yashkeini, go and give me another drink, then the eved or the talmud would have understood that that's what the rabbi means. He means avada to go and give me another drink of chamin. But since he said mezoigli, v'loimal rabbi said filetzoinen. That additionally, Yiter Loshen was to tell him, not just give me another drink like we had it until now, but me moizig again. How should me moizig? That's already up to you. Vein b'chamin, vein b'tzaynin. So, what does it have to do with the korban chatas? Hachanami. Mechti b'chatas askinen. This whole parasha that we're talking about, where this pasuk finds itself, v'chol chatas yishuv medama, is talking about a chatas. So why does the Torah repeat again, v'chol chatas ashiyuv midama? V'si chatas tekos rachman alamali. Elav chatas kamin Allah el kol ha-kodeshim. So the way the Gemara is explaining, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul is explaining Rabbi Kiva, since this whole parasha is talking about chatas, how do I know so much chatas? Five psukim earlier, here in Parshas Tzav, Dabal harm v'lban ablem ezoyster desa chatas. Bimkoy mashi tishachar ha-oyli tishachar ha-chatas. Etc. So now when we get to the end of the parsha, we don't need the word chatas. Why did it say the word chatas? So the word chatas comes to be more inclusive, to say, not only chatas, but all the karbanas. That's the way Rabbi Kiva learned. However, as you see, the Chacham and our Mishnah disagree. So mask of the Rav Huna, Bered of Yeshua, Mechti, Israbi, Kol Kodshim, L'Gabim, Mizbech, L'Inyan, Mariko, Shtifa, Chatas, Rechmona, Lomali. What is this all about? So Barry, going back into the Chumash, if you go back to Psukim earlier, it says Ukli Cheres Asher Tavusho Bo Yishaver. If a person cooked the Korban Chatos in a Kli Cheres after the Zman of Noiser, then Noiser will be embedded in the Kli Cheres. We already spoke about earlier this week that when it comes to Kli Cheres, you cannot purge it sufficiently. So Shvirasan, Zutarasan, etc. So the only thing you have to do is Yishavi, you got to break it. You can't reuse it, because if you're going to reuse it, then you're going to be eating Bliois, the absorptions of Noiser. However, if you did it in a metal Kli, then that's okay. That's what the Gemara refers to as Marika Ushtifa. Marika Ushtifa means that you have to purge any absorptions by doing a lot of effort. Exactly the definition of Marika Ushtifa is a machloikis in the Gemara. Does that mean that you just wash it in the dishwasher, or do you have to go and scrub it?
Elbow grease.
Exactly. So there's a discussion about that elsewhere. But for our purposes, there's a din of Marika Ushtifa. Now, where does this Marika Ushtifa apply? Only by a carbon chatas. The next pasuk says, "Kol zochra b'kehanim yoichal oisa koydish kadoshim he." So the Gemara dash in this din of Marika Ushtifa applies across the board, not just by a carbon chatas. Any carbon that you went and you cooked it, the chli nechoishes in a metal kli, you have to do Marika Ushtifa. How do I know? Because koydish kadoshim he comes to tell you all the kachim. So why after that that it said v'chol chatas? Why are we changing gears once again, or changing terms from Kodesh Kodashim Hi to Kol Chatas? Say the Chachamim, says the next Gemara, that Chatas tells you, only Chatas, by Mariku Shtifa, Moirik Vashuta Famoyim, Kodesh Kodashim Hi, all Kodashim. But I'm repeating the Kol Chatas to insist, I only mean Chatas and nothing else, when you're talking about Ashiyuva, Midama, El Oil, Moyid Lechaper, Bakodesh. If you're bringing in blood inside the Heichel, which you're not supposed to do, because you're talking about a chatas or a carbon chitzayin, says this man Yama, no, it's dafke chatas and not anything else, because of the repetition, because it says again chatas.
That interrupted the flow, right?
Could
so you added Mrikan Shtifa, and therefore.
Could it be that this is an example of Ribuy Miut, which is the shita that Rabbi Akiva follows, as opposed to Klal Prat, that the repetition of the chatas.
Then you'd have to have a riboy miut v'riboy, and if anything, we have over here two miutim, because the first time is the chatas, at the end we have chatas, and we have the riboy of the kodesh kadoshim he in the middle. Normally, you would have a klat uprat uklal, or you'd have a riboy miut v'riboy. Here, using that method that you are referring to, that approach, it wouldn't be a riboy miut v'riboy; it would be a miut. Riboy umiot, and so therefore, if anything, you'd have to be mired it. You'd have to make it smaller. And Rabbi Kiva is the one that broadens it from the chatas to talk about all the kabbalas.
So is that a mamatzinu?
Is that a mamatzinu? It's not a mamatzinu. But we'll get back to your mamatzinu in a moment. Brother Shai had a question.
No, I'm just trying to understand. So we started out with chatas, Now we had
Rikushtifa, Kodesh Kodashim,
so
across the board.
So that
interrupts it.
And then, so therefore, then it was necessary to repeat Chatas to show that it's Dafka Chatas.
Exactly right. Put your finger on it exactly. So let's go over that Lashon again, and then we'll deal with Ariel's question. Maskel Ravuna Bredo Yeshua, Mechti, Israbi Kol Kodshim Legabi Mizbeach Legabi Rikushtifa. By the way, the Shita takes out the words Legabi Mizbeach, because it's really not necessary. Mechti Israbi Kol Kodshim Inyim Rikushtifa. Chatas, the Kosar Rachman Alamli, why did I repeat again the word chatas? Shmaminas chatas he, midachrina loy, only a chatas. And, bali dami ala talmud shemozik v'raboy, just the opposite. You have a talmud who's giving his, just diluted the wine for his Rebbe, bein b'chamed bein metzainan, he gives him a choice, either one. Om aloy, and now he tells him, al tizmali ala b'chamed, shkoyach, I thank you very much for giving me both options, I only want the chamed. Which is what's going on over here, because Mariku Shtifa said, sure, all kabbanis kodesh kadoshim he, and now he changed his mind. V'chol chatas, just chatas. I only want the chamin. So therefore, it's only the chatas and nothing else.
Why does it say? Why do we say that Mariku Shtifa is or kachim? It's about zikrei karuna and kodesh kadoshim, which only be kachim kachim, not kachim kalim.
That's a good question. Why are we adding all the kachim, not just So I see here in the second Tosis talks about that. Tema Dilma Rabbi Kiva Sovel Kaman Diyama the Kachim Kudishim to Unam Rikish Diva Vilay Kachim Kalim Vasi Chatzas Rabbeis Kachim Kalim. So we have to see really the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Vav, but it could very well be that that's in fact how Rabbi Kiva is learning, like you're saying, that Marikish Diva I learned the din by Kachim Kudishim Kachim Kachim Kudishim. How do I know now that even Kachim Kalim by the next pasuk saying the Chol Chatzas? So you put the two together, Kodesh Kodeshim, he v'cholchatas, to be married the Kodeshim Kalim as well. But we'll mention Daf Tzadik Vav, hopefully another 2 weeks, we'll discuss that in greater detail. Anyway, but getting back to also, Ariel was talking about the Binyan Av. Binyan Av is a situation where you have no psukim that illuminate or enlighten us on the particular subject. The Torah tells us halacha in one place, it doesn't say in the other place. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you think the halacha would be? So for instance, on this Mariku Shtifa that we spoke about, that you have to go and try to extricate and extract whatever bliois by doing an intensive cleaning of rubbing and scraping and hot water and cold water, etc., etc. If it would only say by chatas and wouldn't say anywhere else, I would say to myself, what's the din by everywhere else? I mean, after all, it's the same issue. The issue is that beyond this man that you're allowed to eat it, it becomes noiser. So I have noiser by chatas and noiser by everything else. If there was no pasik, I would use the binyan av or the mamatir. Since I see chatas as this din, so probably the same thing applies to an oil and to a toida and to all other kabbalas. That's the approach of a binyan av. Here we don't need the binyan av because I have a fetish of pasik, koidish kadoshim hi, to include all kachim. Now you're going to ask, so why, Taka, do I need a pasuk? Why don't you just learn with a binyan av? Because any time you have a binyan av, with a pircha kolduhu, with any slightest question, you can go and defeat, thwart your binyan av. So for instance, any time you're trying to learn halacha from chatas, the Gemara always says, maybe chatas is special, because bo lechaper, the whole purpose of it is to go and bring kapara, and therefore it's on a higher, elevated level. It needs a mriku shtifa, maybe an oila or a toida or an asham or another carbon which doesn't rise to that level. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it does. So that's why over here you don't use the binyanav approach. We use the befeirish or kodesh kadoshim approach to be marba all kachim. Zokti moravaita. So el time of Rabbi Kiva. So bottom line is Rabbi Kiva initially gave his marshal, and he said that the reason why the Torah repeats the word chatas is unnecessary is to go and bring in all karbanos. But Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua said that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because since the Torah one pasuk before said kodesh kadoshim, and that comes me marba all karbanos. The fact that it repeats again the word chatas, if anything, is just the opposite. It's coming to tell you only by chatas is there this issue of blood that goes into the heichel. So if you have a good point. So let's start again. At the time of the Rabbi Kiva, may chatas v'chol chatas. Oh, the pasuk begins v'chol chatas ashiyuva midama. Why didn't it just say chatas ashiyuva midama? What's the v'chol? So Gemara Desai says in the Braisa chatas and lichatas kodesh kudesh minayin, that the same thing applies, that if the blood goes in like an oil, like an ocean blood, that it becomes passes the carbon tal meloimer kol chatos. It doesn't say kol chatos, it says vichol chatos. Oh, kachim kalim inayin. How do we know kachim kalim tal meloimer vichol chatos? Rekiva, so I have the extra kol and I have the extra vav of vichol to tell you both kachim and kachim kalim, and not only chatos. Divrei Rekiva. So any carbon across the board from A to Z, you take the blood into the heichel lekar chaper bakoidish. Automatically, that destroys or passes the carbon. Omle Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili was not impressed with Rabbi Kiva's drasha of the kol and the fechol, and he said, "Afila at the marba kol yem kula. You can stand on your head the whole day and be marba again and kol mit fechol." Eini shemelach. I respectfully disagree, Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because I'll darshan the following: elachatas in the elachatas yochid. Typically, the chatoisa we're talking about is a yochid brings a karm chatos. If he chas shalom did a chait, she yesh boy kares. So that's what the Torah tells you. Chatos shiyuv min dama l'chaper bakoidish lo yisiyachem eish yisarf. L'chatos tzibur minayin hanon l'chatos tzibur. Tamul emir kol chatos, not only a yochid, even a tzibur. Ve'in l'chatos zohar, chatos nekev minayin, maybe only the chatos that a zohar brings, not that a zohar brings. A chatos which is a min zohar, that the chatas itself is a zachar. If the chatas, however, is in the cave of Minayin, how do I know that I come to be marba that as well? The same din that you bring the blood in that it passes the carbon. Tamalayim vichol to go and tell you not only a chatas zachar, but even a chatas in the cave, and of course, Barry and everybody else is scratching their heads and saying,
Shir
Nasi, 100%. But it doesn't make sense to go and say, if it only would say Chatzis, I would think only a Chatzis Zohar, like the Shir Nasi. But how do I know the Chatzis Nekeva? 99% of all Chatois are Nekevois, and not Zohorim. And therefore, says the Gemara, Klap Elayah, it's just the opposite. In Hapachu, that the Gemara should say, the in the other chatzas nekeva, your kizba, right, your seira, your normal carbon, as opposed to the zohar. How do I know? Tamalayim v'vchol. So Timo, you're right. We made a slight boo-boo. El hochi karma, ein li el chatzas nekeva, chatzas zohar minayin, those rare chatzas nekeva, like the case of the seir nasi. How do I know the same aloch applies? Tamalayim v'vchol chatzas. Yeah, you have a question?
Well, no, why are they talking about chatzas pnim? You know, that is supposed to be inside. What should we bring in that here?
The poshik shot of the posik is to tell you psulim, not a davar kosher, and it's saying b'chol chatas, any chatas that should not have been brought into the kodesh, and you bring it in. How do you bring it in? L'moshel by bringing in the dam l'chaper b'kodesh. Carbon is totally posel. What do you have to do with this carbon? Lo yisiyachol, don't eat it. Boishdi sarif. Go and burn it, not on the normal base Hadeshim where you burn the kosher kabbanis that you're supposed to burn, but you go and burn it on a special base Hadeshim or base Asreifa or whatever on the Har Habayis. Presumably, since Rashi refers to Har Habayis, it's not within the four walls of the base Mikdash itself, but somewhere in the Har Habayis, that's where they went and they burned all the kabbanis psulais. So until now, we have not been referring to Chatois Apnimias. We're talking about either Chatas Chitzaina or, according to Mekiva, all kabbonis, which are all chitzonim, with the exception, of course, of the pinimim.
The chatas sibor is what just for Rosh Chodesh.
Correct. Every single, not only Rosh Chodesh, every single yom tov. Seir chatas echad, or seir ser izim, echad chatas. Yeah. So you have all of those, which are the regular, as well as Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh also bring karm chatas, and not in Shabbos. Right? Shabbos only bring the musaf. You bring oilos. But Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, you bring for your Musaf, you bring also a Karm Chatzis. Not only Karm Chatzis, but also Karm Chatzis. Okay, so this, with this we have now, we understand the Machlekes. Now, Frank Ding Moriyat, so how does Rabbi Yosef Glida learn? He said that Vichol comes to me Mar, but all types of Chatzis, Chatzis Yochel, Chatzis Tzibur, and also Zchor. Frank Ding Moriyat, so Rabbi Yosef Glida, Hai Krodi, Hoch Yudiyosa, Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef Glida learns Punk Fakert than everything that we've been saying until now. And basically is following on the paved roads that our good friend Brother Shai was just paving for us. What do you mean? Ah. Let's think about this posik again. Until now we learned v'chol chatas means a chatas chitzoina. That what you do, that you brought the carbon, you shouldn't have done that. But you did. What happens now? The carbon is possible. The way Rabbi Yosef Glili learns is, no, the chatois that require that the dam be brought into the oil moid. Which ones are those? All the chatois hapnimiyois. Chol chatos hashiyuva, where the dam is supposed to be brought, el moil moid l'chaper b'kodesh, but unfortunately developed some sort of psul. What type of psul? It became tamei. It became pasul biyotze. Whatever the psul was, maybe the kohen who did the Kabbalah was a kohen who was a baal mum. Whatever the psul involved, it makes no difference. The point is that the par manisraf and the sir manisraf, which means the chatois hapnimiyos. What happens now? Lisraif psulein abe sabira. If there was a psul, let's write psulein, if it became possul, go and burn the carbon of a sabira, and if a person were to go and eat from it, for instance a koyin, he gets a lav, loy seyochel, because be'esh tisarif. Ah, if that's the case, then we're not talking at all about your normal carbon chatas. Here a moment ago we said Rabbi Yosef Glili learned from this pasuk to go and tell you, chatas, chatas yochel. Kol chatos, chatzibur. Hichol chatos, even chatois which are scharim, not only in the kavis. And now I have a kudra basically. This pasuk is not talking at all about the chatois chitzoniyos. Rather, we're talking about a chatois pnimiyos, which you're supposed to take into the oil moy lechaper b'kodesh. But unfortunately, there was some sort of side psul. What do you do? Oh, then you have to go and take it out, and you have to go and burn it. So then it has nothing to do with chatois chitzoniyos. Amrulai chatois nichnas dam lefnay lefnim minayin. Oh, okay, so the Gemara is going to answer this question momentarily. But in the meantime, Omrulai, the Chacham said to B'yus HaGlili, Chatesh HaNichnas Dom Lefnai V'Lefnim, Minayin, according to you, that this Pasuk is talking about the kosher, normal Parim Nisrav, Masir Nisravim, that developed some sort of side psul. But we're not talking about the Chatesh Chitzoyna or other Kabbanis, Sehatakidino, the Chatesh HaNichnas Dom Lefnai V'Lefnim, Lefnai V'Lefnim Lav Dafka, means even inside the Hegel. Of course, if you're talking about Lefnai V'Lefnim, he's really from, I'm taking the blood, not only to the Hech, I'm going to the Kodesh Kadosh. I mean, I had to know that passels the carbon, since he's using this for Chalchatos, for the Chatois HaPnimiyos. Amulahem, I have another pasuk for that, and that's in that famous discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen, on the day when, unfortunately, the Nadav and Avihu Nebuch passed away, and so then afterwards they didn't eat the Karm Chatzos, but they burned it, and there was a whole discussion, why didn't you go and eat that Karm Chatzos? And the Pasuk is number two, Hein lo yehuvas dam al HaKodesh Panima. After all, the blood didn't come into the Kodesh Panima illegally violating a rule. Achlo toich lo aysa b'kodesh kasher tzivesi, why didn't you go and eat from it? Okay. Then, of course, he had the further discussion back and forth where Aharon answered Moshe. But what do I see from this Pasuk? That any normal chatas which should be eaten outside, and you brought the dama la kodesh penima, then why is hein lehuva? It was not brought in, so it did not become pasul. So achol toichlo aisa kasher tzivais. Comes to tell you, however, if you would have brought the blood into the kodesh penima, then in fact it would be aser b'achila. Oh, so that's the makar that I know that chatas blood that was brought inside illegally, that it's no good from Hein Lehuva. But getting back to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, I have a stira. Does Rabbi Yosi HaGlili learn that the pasuk is talking about the chatas chitzoina, or is it coming to tell you about the chatas penimius? Evermore, he himself holds that we're talking about the chatas penimius, and that's what the pshat in the pasuk chatas sheyuv midama, the chatois penimius, where the blood is supposed to go into the kodesh lechaper b'kodesh penimius. Ah. Why did he say that Chol Chatos is referring to a regular Karm Chatos and a Karm Tzibur, Mita Zocha, Mita Nekeva? Oh, the Dvar Rebbe Kiva Koman. He's saying, according to you, Lishitascha, Rebbe Kiva, that we're talking about a Chatos Chitzoina, then don't go and include with that all other Kachim. Leave it with Chatos. I was a Mita Bechol. Chol comes to include the Tzibur and the Sechar. Zok the Mishnah.
1 second, please.
Yes, yeah, sure. Even 2 seconds.
The carbonic chatos that are brought inside, are they ever eaten?
Are they ever eaten? The par koin mashiach and the par lamdub shel tzibur.
Yeah, okay.
Zok tomorrow by Zok the Mishnah chatos shekibul dam b'shnei koisois. A chatos with the dam was neskabel b'shnei koisois. What our Mishnah is going to do now is take the halacha that we just spoke about, that some of the blood of the Karm Chatzos Chitzoina, if you want, you can close the Chumash already, you're not going to need it. You took some of the Chatzos Chitzoina blood and you took it inside, into the Hechel. So we just said now, putting aside all other Kabbalists, let's just focus on a Karm Chatzos. Let's not learn like Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, it's talking about your normal Karm Chatzos Pnimius, we're talking about a normal Chatzos Chitzoina. Chatzos Chitzoina. If you took some of that blood and you brought it into the heichal, it passels the karm. Chol chatos sheyuv midama lechaper b'kodesh lo yisiachal, becomes passel, no good. You have a parallel. What's the parallel? That you took blood from the karm chatos, instead of taking it panima, you took it b'chutz. You took it outside of the beis hamidrash, becomes passel biyotze. Is there any difference between whether you took the blood inside into the heichal, or that you took the blood outside? Says the Mishnah, yes, there's a major difference. Why is there a major difference? Because biyotze, the only thing that becomes possible is that portion that went outside the base of English. So if you took the blood in two koisois, and one kois went outside of yoitze, yoitze, aus, aros, no good, possible. But it doesn't possible the car, just possibles that yoitze, whatever, went outside. The Gemara is going to darshan, however, because it says, v'chol chatzis v'shiyuva, mi dama, or maybe even if only some of the dam went into the panimi, that could passle the entire carbon. Does everybody agree with that? It's going to be a machloikis in our mission between Beis Glili and the Chum, as we're going to see momentarily. But you see already that there's a distinction between two koisites. One kois goes yoitze, then only that kois is possible, the rest of the carbon is fine. Or if one kois goes into the panimi, according to the Mandiyama that holds, he midama, that even if some of the dam goes with panimi, that destroys the carbon, the whole carbon is no good. So that's going to be one distinction. There's going to be another distinction, and this has to do with that famous machshava of pigel. Not pigel with a capital P, with a small p. Meaning, we're not talking about a chutzla zmanoi, but a chutzlam koimai. Okay, what happens if you have a machshava chutzlam koimai that we're going to go and eat this carbon today? In Bnei Brak, in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, not in Yerushalayim. So that's Machshavas Pigel of the Chutzlam Koimai variety, and that passes the carbon. What happens if I have in mind to go and eat the carbon inside the Heichal, which is also, in a sense, Yotze, out of the normal place in the Azara, you eat in the Heichal? There we're going to say in the Gemara that that is kosher, that Machshavas is not possible. So it's very interesting. It's interesting that it's, if you will, somewhat ironic. If you're talking about taking blood bachutz, it's not a full posel. It only passels that yotze, just that kois, but not the rest of the carbon. However, if you have in mind a machshava bachutz to eat this carbon outside, posel, because of pig. Now, let's talk about the panimi. If you go and put in just one kois of blood into the heichal, according to Beis Glili, we'll see in the Mishnah, he's going to hold that it's going to be posel.
Carbon.
The whole carbon is going to be possible. But if I have a machshava to eat part of the carbon inside the heichal, nothing happened. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? So, b'chutz is more chomer legabi the machshava, but not legabi the maisa. While, on the other hand, when you talk about the panimi, the maisa is more chomer than the machshava. Because of that distinction, we're going to go back and forth with kal v'chomer. Let's go in the Kamachay. Ma, the Chavi here, it's more kal, so there should certainly be. Oh, Ma, the Chavi here, it's more chomer, there certainly should be. The Gemara is not difficult. Dafna Halten Kop, of course, the Gemara is going to go through various reiterations of the various Kavachayimers. Okay, so with this background, Zukta Mishnah, Chata Shekibul Dom Mishnei Koises. You collected all the blood together, two Koises. Yotz Echmi Helechutz. One went outside, but one stayed inside. Okay, the Yotze is outside, no good. Hapanimi kasha, but the koitz which is still bapanimi, use that for the applications of the blood on the mizbech kushav yusha. Nichus echas mehem lefnim. What happens if one of these koitzes, instead of going outside, went inside? That's the cholchat shiyuv midam el oil moy lechaper bekoidish. B'yosek lili machshim bechitzay. Meaning, he holds it's the same din like the chatas chitzayna, where one went out is yotze, but the rest is fine. Here too, the one that went bifnim is no good, but the rest of it is kosher. The Chum boys of Chum say no, the whole thing across the board, no good, it's possible. Rabbi Yosef Glili makes a kal v'chayim. Ma im b'mokim shem machshava poiseles b'chutz. Machshava poiseles b'chutz, if you have machshava of chutz l'mekoyimoy, makes it possible. Li'osez v'meshuyar kiyotze. We didn't say that the Meshuyah, meaning the remaining kois, has the same status as the Yoitze. The Yoitze is possible, but the remaining kois is kosher. That everybody agrees to in the ratio of the Mishnah. Mokim she'ena machshava poiseles, which is bifnim. If you have machshava to go and eat the carbon bifnim, that doesn't passel the carbon. So obviously it's much more kal, if you will, than the machshava's pigul bachut. And eventually nasis a Meshuyah kinichnas. Then for sure we should not make the Meshuyah kenichnas, and we should go and say, the nichnas is tak apostle, but the Meshuyah is kosher. Just like by Yotze, I say that the Meshuyah is kosher. Even though Yotze happens to be much more chomer, it's a machshava of pigel basel. Over here, when the penim, the machshava of pigel would not basel, then certainly it shouldn't basel the Meshuyah. Okay, so that's the kavachim of Rabbi Kiva, and we'll see that the chum are going to disagree as we get to the Gemara. Now, Now the Mishnah introduces other things. Nichlas lechaper av bishaloi kipper. Pasul divrei blazer. Rabbi Shimon Omer ad shechaper. Remember the pasuk says the chatas shiyu midama lechaper. The reason why I'm taking it is for kapara purposes. What happens if after I take in the kapara, one of the kahanim screams to me, "Hey, Yanko, where are you taking that blood?" What do you mean? I'm taking it into the heichal to go and be sorry. This is not a chatas pini. The chatas chitzona. Aros, schnell, get out. Even though he didn't accomplish what he set out to do, it's still possible. Dvar HaBlezer. Just the fact that you went in L'chaper B'Kodesh, you didn't accomplish it, I don't care. Possible already. Reb Shimon Oymer, Ad Shechaper. No. You only have a possible requirement if in fact he's not only L'chaper B'Kodesh, but he was M'chaper, he did Hazoyis in front of the prayer. That passes it. What's the base of Machlok Reb Lezer? Reb Shimon, we'll see Mitchum tomorrow. It'll be based on Gzeira Shavis from other Psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, im hichnis shoygeg kosher. What happens if the person didn't know what he was doing? In other words, this is a kohen that was inexperienced, not trained properly, he didn't know what's going on, he thought it was a chatas pnimius, and he went to b'shoygeg, then it's still kosher. Kol adamim psulim shenosnu al gabi hamizbeach loy hurtza hatzit.
Only if he does it b'meizah, that's when it's...
According to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, kol adamim psulim shenosnu al gabi hamizbeach loy hurtza hatzit. We know that the tzitz is meratza on posle karbanos. So I might have thought that the tzitz is meratza on tons of things, including that if I put the wrong dam on the wrong mizbeach, maybe the karban doesn't become posle as a result. Says the Mishnah, no. Because the tzitz is only meratza ala tomei. Shetzitz meratza ala tomei, min meratza al hayoytze. How do I know that? Again, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that whenever we talk about a ritzi of the tzitz, it's only on in yoni tumma, and it's not on in yoni other psalm.
Why are you insisting that the machshava mefagelas is an achila chutz l'mukomo? It's also a machshava mefagelas on zrika chutz l'mukomo. Is there any particular reason you're insisting on it being on eating?
I'm not insisting on it. I'm just giving that as your typical example.
Right, but it's just it's more symmetrical because you wouldn't typically eat in the heichal.
We're going to discuss that. Miat Hashem shortly. We go back to Rabbi Yosi Agli, the Kavuchayim. What's his Kavuchayim? Uma b'mokim shemachshava piselis pachutz. If you have a machshava of pachutz, in other words, eating or being makter or being zoyrik, chutz limkoimoy, pachutz. Loitosel dam, so that we know that's a machshava's pigle and it passels the carbon. But nevertheless, loitosel dam shebachutz es shebifnim. The fact that if you took out dam, Yotze, outside the base of English, it only passes that kois, but it doesn't passel any remaining blood inside. Mokoy, she'ein machshava b'yiseles b'fnim, which means the heichel, where any machshava that you're going to have, legabe zrika, legabe eating, legabe haktora, inside the heichel, it's not going to be leimal v'leimoyer, it's not a machshava, it's psul or pigol. And eventually, if so, dam she'b'fnim is she'b'chutz, then I should certainly go and say that if I took dam inside, it only passes that dam, but it doesn't pass the other dam, which is the same kal v'chomer that Rabbi Yosi Aglili gave in the Mishnah. Amrulai. So the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the kal v'chomer is a very nice kal v'chomer, but I have a posse. Haru oima shiyuva mi dama, afila mixas dama. Just like taking in any blood of the karm chatzis. One kois, automatically the other kois, and the entire karmen is possible. Even though by yotzei, it's only the kois that went outside is possible. The rest of the carbon is fine. Use the other kois. Not by panimi. Panimi, it says b'fedish. You've a midama, even mixed up. Omelahem. So now, Rabbi Kiyosi Glida says, okay, let's assume you're right, and now we're going to make a whole bunch of kal v'choymers based on that. Omelahem kal v'choymer, li yoytze miyata. Let's now bring a kal v'choymer for yoytze, and say, Uma b'mokim she'ein machshava p'yiseles b'fnim. If you had a machshava piselis, in other words, to eat, to be zoyrik, to be makter, b'fnim, inside the heichel, does that machshava passel anything? Or ma'mokim she'ein machshava piselis b'fnim? Ein machshava piselis, no din of machshava's pigol or psul, the b'fnim. But poisel dam she'b'fnim es she'b'chutz. You've just told me now, the chachamim, that just taking in one kois b'fnim, that already ruins it for the whole karvin. That's not like I hope. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Reb Yosef Leib says machshir. However, you chacham that hold that just by taking the dam b'fnim, it passes shibachutz. Mokoy shemachshava poiselas b'chutz, meaning if you have machshava of pigul, of eating, of zoyrik, of makter b'chutz, ain't a din sheyifsal dam shibachutz and shibifnim. Kal v'choymer, I should go and say that just taking out one kos should not only passel that kos, the psul yoytze should passel the entire carbon, and especially that second kos, that it should also be passel. Amruloi, so they said back to Rabbi Yosef Levi, again your kal v'choymer is very nice, but hariyu oymer ashe yuva hanichnas poisel ben hayoytze poisel. Since the Pasuk talks about specifically, v'chachatzis v'shiyuva, yuva has that lashon of bringing in, not taking out. It's like hachnosa and not like hoitza, not like the Gemara beginning of Shabbos, haitana, hachnosa, hoitza, right? So therefore, since it turns to shiyuva, hayuva nichlis poisel, if just even abyssal that goes in, pasel. However, ain't a yoitza poisel, but the yoitza only pasels the very blood that you took out, and nothing more. So the rest of the carbon is fine, and the rest of the blood is fine, just the yoytze is possible. So now, says basically, let's make another kalvachayim. Why don't you go and say that just like a machshava of pigul of the outside, b'chutz, say the same thing, machshava of the inside the heichal. If you had a machshava of eating, of zorek, of maktir inside the heichal, should also be called ma b'makim shloi pasul dam shebechutz. Eshe b'fnim machshava pois b'yselis b'chutz. Ma b'makim shloi pasul dam shebechutz. Eshe b'fnim. Meaning, you agree with me that in the yotzei outside, when you take dam b'chutz, it doesn't pasul. Le pasul dam shebechutz eshe b'fnim. The remaining blood here is fine. It's just the yotzei blood is the bad one. Machshava b'yselis b'chutz. If you have a machshava of pigul b'chutz, right? Chutz l'mkoymoy. You say it's a bit past. Mokim shepasul dam shebefnim esham dam shebechutz. According to you, the chacham, that if you take just some of the blood, bidoma, inside into the heichel, that passels all of the blood, including the dam shebechutz, that kois shebechutz. Ain't it in the chavanish in the machshava poisel es befnim? I should say that the machshava of having in mind that we're going to eat this carbon, or zoyrik the carbon, or drikas adam, or the haktara in the bifnim should certainly go and pasul. Says Yamara, al pisvara, what you're saying makes sense. Hari oyim, we're going to have a pasul b'yom hashlishi. Now, b'yom hashlishi appears twice. One in the long pasuk, one in the short pasuk, in Parshas Tzav, and Parshas Kedoshim. The first pasuk of the yom hashlishi comes to tell you the din of chutz lizmanoi. Where shlomim you have to eat shnei yom v'layla echon, if you had in mind the yom hashlishi, makes a pigul. Now why is there the second pasuk yom hashlishi? So we learned the gemara before that comes to be marba chutz l'mkoymai. So why does it use the term yom hashlishi? That's referring to time element, not location, to tell you that the machshava of pigul or of psul is only l'makom mishulash, the dam, the basar, and the emerin. What means the dam, basar? We had this already earlier on in the Masechta, but what does that mean? That if you have a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai, it has to be a place where at times in our Jewish history we were allowed to go and have dam and basar and emurim on that spot. When was that? During the time of the Heter HaBomais. During the Heter HaBomais, I was allowed to go and build an altar, a boma, on my front lawn, in my backyard, and bring karbonos, and I could do the zrika sadam, I could do the achilas basar, and I could go and be makta the emrin, all bachutz. By definition, it's bachutz, because the bomb is bachutz, it's not a bais medish, it's no mishkan, it's bachutz. All three of those are permissible then. So the Torah says, when you do that, when the bais medish is standing, it's also got to be a mokim, which is mishulish in all three, dam, basar, emrin, which only applies to bachutz, but not bifnim. Because bifnim, the only thing that you have inside the heichel, is only the dam. You never eat the basar, you never mak the emerin inside the heichel. And so therefore, that pasuk comes to tell you that the din of chutz l'koymai only applies to the real bachutz, and not to the bifnim into the heichel. I hope this is addressing your issues about the eating.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Says the Gemara, okay, so let's make another kal v'chaymer. V'loy tehei machshava poiseles b'chutz mikal v'chaymer. Let us say that there is no such concept of chutz l'mkoymai. Maybe there's only a pigal of chutzos manin. No chutzum koyim. Mikav v'choyim. Umadach mokim shepasel dam shebifnim. Esher b'chutz, which is referring to, again, in the heichol, that if that mokim is a place, that if I took the dam shebifnim, it passes the whole carbon, according to you, the Rabbanan, because of the fact that sheyuva midama. So therefore the dam that goes bifnim passels the chitzon blood, in other words, the other kois, which is still outside. But ein machshava poiseles bifnim. But if you have a machshava to go and eat the carbon, or be makdir the carbon, or to be zerid the carbon, you have a machshava to do bifnim, guess what happens? It doesn't passel. Why not? Because of that drasha, because it's got to be meshulish with dam basan ba'imer, and there's no such thing as basan imer inside the heichel. Mokum shloi pasel dam shebechutz es shebefnim. And a place where dam shebechutz is not pasel shebefnim, that's your normal yotze case where some of the dam went outside. That becomes pasel, but it doesn't pasel the rest of the carbon. And eventually, boysel machshav bechutz. Then we should certainly say that the machshav is not any worse than the maisa, and if I didn't do anything b'chutz, I just had a machshava, it shouldn't passel at all. Tamalay mishlishi, chutz lezmanoi, pegel chutz lemkoymoi. Ah, so because of the two psukim that we have, the pasuk in Tzav and the pasuk in Kedoshim, it comes to tell you there's two separate machshavas. There's a machshava of chutz lezmanoi, and there's also a machshava of chutz lemkoymoi. Baser hayoytze lechutz pasel, hanichlas lefnim, kosher. Oh, so now we start a new shtickle. Until now we were talking about dam, because the pasuk talks about dam. What does it say in the pasuk? Like we keep on quoting, Chol chatas shiyuva mi dama el oil moed. Okay, what happens if I took basar, and I took the basar and I took it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning kodshei kudashim that have to be eaten within the azara? I took out a shtikel achatas, a shtikel, osham. I took it outside the Beis HaMikdash. It becomes posel b'yoytze. Okay. Basar hayoytze l'chutz is posel. Hach nichlas l'fnim is kosher. However, that same basar, if you didn't take it outside, but you took it inside, into the heichel, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because there's no iser. Only is l'chol chatas, shiva mi dama eloi omay. Not the basar. So Ibazoi says the Gemara, shehei b'din l'choyra al pi kal v'choymer, I should go and say that that basar that goes lefnim should also be posel. Why should it be posel? Uma b'makim shloi posel dam shebechutz eshe b'fnim. If I took dam and I took it outside, it becomes posel b'yotze, but it doesn't posel the remaining mishuyar, the other kois inside. Basar yotze lechutz is posel, but in that very case, the basar that you take outside becomes posel, not the rest of the car, but the basar that goes outside becomes posel. Mokim shepasel dam shebefnim eshe b'chutz. If you took dam inside the heichel, according to you, the rabbanan that said midama, it passels all the rest of the carbon, all the other dam that's remaining in the carbon generally. So basa nichlas b'fnim, made it didn't she of sa? So shouldn't you go and say that if the basa goes b'fnim, avad it shepom passel because of this kal b'chaymer? Says Mahari Oimer Midama Dama Vale Basa. That's why the Takataka says Midama, that this din only applies to Dam, it doesn't apply to Basa. Otherwise the Basa could have been the whole Khatas Shiyuva Loyal Mayit. Any part of the Khatas. Why are you just talking about the Midama? Talk about the Basa, talk about the Aimarit. No. Only the Dam have this. So Timorzaya Kabuchaimyatis, I'll let them make another Kabuchaim. Uma Bemokim Shapostle Dan Shabifnim Eshabachut. Dam, which bifnim eshebachutz, meaning we're talking about this case of taking dam into the pnim, into the heichel. My mokim shepasel dam shebifnim eshebachutz. According to you, the rabbanan, it passels the remaining dam outside as well as the entire carbon, because only midama passels the whole carbon. Basar nichlus lefnim kosher. But nevertheless, if instead of dam you brought in basar, it's kush. Mokim shloi pasel dam shebachutz eshebifnim. In the case of the psul yotze b'dam that went outside, it doesn't passel the rest of the blood and doesn't passel the carbon. Then basar yotze l'chutz ein din shekosher. If you took the basar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it should certainly be kosher based on this kal v'chaymer. Madach it's kosher if you take it with him. It should certainly be kosher if you take it b'chutz. Where did you take this isser or this psul of yotze from? Says Yemora, based on kal v'chaymer, you have a good point. Harayim, but have another pasik. Now, what is this lashon uvasa basada treifa? Literally, it means if you found treifa flesh, basada inside the field. What happens if you buy treifa flesh inside a supermarket or inside a meat market and you know that it's treifa because it's a big sign? I want you to know that all this basar is treifa. Isn't that also leisa chaylu? Lakel v'shlicha noisai? Why does it say basar basar ba sada? The sada comes to tell you that it's within a misgeris. Misgeris means in a particular place. When basa leaves its machitza, in other words, it's not where it's supposed to be. In this case, where's the basa of the carbon supposed to be? In the Beis HaMikdash. You take it out, it's like basada. It's like in foreign territory. Leisachela therefore becomes nesa. And that's the makar for hilchos yoytze. How do I know yoytze is basal? From basa basada teif. Okay, so we had to go back and forth several times, as you saw with these kavachoymes. Baruch Hashem, we got through. From here, it's a little bit lighter, a little bit easier. Taner Rabban. What is the lashon of the pasuk that we keep on quoting? Well, the pasuk until now, Cholchatish Yom Midah. But you remember on the Amud Aleph, we also quoted, according to B'yosei Aglili, another pasuk by Moshe and Ahar. It said in the pasuk, Hein Lehuva Ezdama El HaKodesh Penima. The blood did not go and violate the rules of don't take blood into the Heichel. Lehuva Ezdama El HaKodesh Penima. It didn't go into the Kodesh. It didn't go Penima. And children, why aren't you eating from the carbon? What's bothering the Gemara is we have this repetition, HaKodesh Penima. What does that tell you, HaKodesh Penima? And that's going to be the discussion now. Tanarban, Penima Engli Ella Penima. Penima means Lefnai V'Lefnim. Maybe the only din of Dama, Dam, coming inside Penima is only Mamish Lefnai V'Lefnim into the Kodesh Kodosh. Heichel minayin. How do I know that even if the blood doesn't go into Kodesh Kodesh, it just goes into the Heichel, that already passes it? Tamaloyim ala Kodesh Penima. So the Penima is referring to the Kodesh Kodesh, and the Kodesh is referring to the Kodesh, the Heichel, not the Kodesh Kodesh, the Heichel. Zokti Yomara, v'yoyim ha-Kodesh v'yoyim ha-Penima. So why don't we just refer to Kodesh, that Chol Chatzis Hashuva, not that passage. V'heim lehuvis dam ala Kodesh, ochel teichlu oisa. Why do I have to talk about Penima? After all, the Kodesh is referring to the... There's no way you can get to the Kodesh Kedoshim L'Chayr unless you walk through the Heichel. So therefore, that being the case, we don't need to talk about the Kodesh Kedoshim today. Exactly. That's right. So there are really two Svaras. One Svara is, like you're saying, the Marech that it's Osir to bring it into the Heichel, Chavada Osir to do in the Kodesh Kedoshim, because Yesh B'chom Asayimana. The other Pshat is that it's pushing the practicality. How can I get into the Kodesh Kedoshim unless I walk through the Heichel? We're going to talk about that shortly. Anyway, so Frank Demora, what do I need? Both terms, let it just go and say, Koich. Amarava, Bazze Valiman Alze. I'll tell you what. I need both Koidish and Penima, because if it would only say Koidish, I might have thought the Koidish is referring to the Koidish Kadoshim. That's why I need, and if I would think it's only Koidish Kadoshim, I would think that you can bring in the blood into the Heichal. That's why I have to have both Kodesh and Penima. Bazev, Aliman Alzev, that the Kodesh tells you the Penima means Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Kodesh means the Heichel, because we only have Kodesh alone. I might think that's the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's what we mean when we say Kodesh, the highest point, the greatest Kedusha. But Heichel, I would think, is okay. Amarava, Bazev, Aliman Alzev. Needed to have a Toysh V'Sacher. We have the same concept by Toysh V'Sacher. This is talking about a Koyin that owns an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a Jewish Eved that was supposed to leave after 6 years. Sheish shonim yavid v'ashviyist yeitzel choshvi chinam. But what happens if the Eved says, "Ahavti es adoni es ishti v'es bonoi le'eitzi chofshi, I do not want to leave"? Then v'ratz adoni v'es oznei b'marzeya, you go and make a hole in the ear, and then he stays for 50 years until yovel year. Doesn't have to be 50, but until yovel year. Fine. So it says in the pasuk that these two Eved Ivris cannot eat from the truma of the Kohen. How do I know? Because that's what it says in the pasuk. What's pasuk that? Number 5, or hey. B'chol zor lo yoichol kodesh. Kodesh is referring to truma. Toishiv Kohen. V'sacher lo yoichol kodesh. The toishiv means the Eved Nirtza, who's going to be there for up to 50 years. And the sacher means only for 6 years. Lo yoichol kodesh. They're not allowed to eat the truma of the Kohen. So now the question is, the Sani we learned in the pasuk. Toishiv zekoni kinyan oilam. That's the one that's the Nirtza, who's going to be there until Yoivim. Sacher zekoni kinyan shonam, only for 6 years. Both of them are not allowed to eat truma. Frankly, yoima toisha val yoimar sochir. If the pasuk would only tell you that the Eved Ivri is going to be there for up to 50 years cannot eat from the truma, then certainly the Eved Ivri that's only there for 6 years, he's like a renter, he's like a tenant. Of course, he cannot go and eat from the truma. Tani oimer, I make a kav v'chomer. Koni kinyan oimer meni oichel. Koni kinyan shanam leikoshken avadi. He cannot eat. So why do I have to repeat both Toshiv and Sochir? Says he, well, I'll tell you why. Ilu Kain, if it would only go and say Toshiv alone, or Yisa Oima Toshiv, I would say Toshiv means that he is a temporary Toshiv, Ze Konikinyan Shonim. Av a Konikinyan Oilam, Yei Oichel, I might have thought, in fact, there is a distinction. Only the short term Toshiv is this the din that he cannot go and eat, but maybe the Konikinyan Oilam could eat. Ah, that's why the Torah says both Basachir v'Lim and Al Toishiv, that the Sachir is the shorter period the Koni Kinyan, that the Toishiv is the Koni Kinyan Oilam, v'Zeh the Sachir is the Koni Kinyan Shonim v'Einei Oichel. Ah, so the same thing over here too. If it only would go and say Koidish without the word Pnima, I would think Koidish is only the Koidish Kadoshim, and I wouldn't know that if you brought the blood into the Heichel. That's why I have to have both Koidish and Pnima. Good. Amli Abaye. Abaye says it's a very nice parallel, but it doesn't really hold. Why not? Because the Torah is referring to two different avodim, the six-year eved and the nirza, the konikinyan oylam eved, the yovel eved. So these are two different individuals. The avgav, the havel, the kral, the michtav, nirza, the Torah could have made it much simpler. Instead of saying the word toishiv or saying the word sachir, the Torah could have, if we meant only the koni kinyan oilam, let the pasuk say v'chol eved nirza lo yoichel kodesh, and that's crystal clear on its face. Eved nirza is the koni kinyan oilam. Here I cannot go and say, well, if it only say toishav alone, I might have thought we mean the short term eved. That's why you have to have, just say nirza, then I know for sure we're talking about the long term eved. The fact that the Torah didn't say nirza, but it says toishav, the Torah has come to tell you both the short term and the long term. So what do I need to go and say both? The idach osi b'kal v'chomer. And if it says nirza, I would have learned the sochir kinyan shonim as a kal v'chomer madach. The nirza cannot eat, and avada the short term ever cannot eat. But the reason why the Torah wrote it out is miltzav b'kal v'chomer time v'kos of lakra. I think Morris says that from time to time, that even though we could have learned it with a limit of kal v'chomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, I'm going to spell it out. And it makes sense. Halacha l'maisa, telling you two different halachas. The short term of it, and the long-term of it. Yes, I could have learned Kal V'chomer. The Torah spells it out. Both of them cannot eat truma. El hocha, in our case, it doesn't make sense to go and say Pnima Kodesh. Even the Ifsel Beheichel, if you're going to go and tell me that it's Pasul Neheichel, Lefnai V'lefnim, my boy. Now that the Pasuk says the double Lashon of El Kodesh Pnima, so Kodesh means Heichel. Pnima means Kodesh Kodoshim. What do I need the double language Kodesh Pnima? So you just said a moment ago that I need it because it's like the Socher and like the Toshav, I wouldn't have known. Let the Torah only use one expression, and it only has to talk about the, basically, the Kodesh Kadoshim, and, or, sorry, it only has to talk about the Heichel, and it's not only because of the Kal V'chomer, it's also how do you even get into the Kodesh Kadoshim unless you go through the Heichel. So there's no need to go and spell it out. Here you cannot go and say, to tell you the two different avodim. It's not going to tell you both of these Rishuyos. I don't need to talk about the Kodesh Kadoshim at all, because once he becomes possible by going into the Heichel, he brings the blood into the Heichel, boom, 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 all the sirens, all the fire extinguishers, all the fire alarms go off and say, Pasul, you came into the, with the blood into the Heichel.
But Rav is right, because you can't become a Nirtza until you're a Sachir. It's the same thing. The Nirtza, I mean, Rav is still right. It's if you can't become a Nirtza until you're a Sachir first.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just say by Sachir, and we'll know Nirtza certainly. Madacha,
it's the other way around.
No. It's the same thing. The parallel to Sachir is the Kodesh. The parallel to Nirtza is the Kodesh Kadoshim. So if someone,
you can't be a Nirtza unless you become a Sachir. There's no question about
that. Right. So if you can't be a Sachir, so why would you be elevated? You couldn't eat Truma when you were a Sachir. Why can you eat it now when you're a Nirtza? What elevates you?
Okay.
You're still a Sachir. But within the Nirtza is the Sachir.
I hear you loud and clear.
The soul is not removed by putting a hole in his earlobe, in his ear. It's not removed. He's still a sacher. Just like you can't get to the Kodesh Kodashim without traveling through the Kodesh. It's still a psul.
If a Kohen has a wife, can she eat truma?
Yes, kinyan kaspo.
If he has children, can he eat truma?
Yes, and he has an Ebekinani, that Ebekinani can eat truma.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And all of those because they are within the Kohen's family and the part of the household.
Property,
etc. So now when you're talking about Eved Ivri for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, I look upon him as being like a temporary tenant, and 6 years from now the lease ends and he's gonna leave. He cannot eat truma. But the Kohen, if the same Eved Ivri goes as Nirza, he's going to be for up to 50 years, he's no tenant. He's a long-term tenant because his life may be even longer than the life of the Odin. The Odin may pass away, Chas V'Shalom, and he's going to still be there in that household. So Kedai Techamin, he's so entrenched in the household, he becomes like a child, like a son, like a daughter, like an Eved Kanani. For these purposes, he'd be able to eat Shuma, Kamash Malon, even though he's a long-term not tenant, but a long-term member of the family in the household, still he cannot go and eat truma. But that has nothing to do with his original socher status. Socher status, he's in and out in a few years, he cannot eat truma. But he's going to be there for so many years. So that's why the Gemara feels that if you tell me that if he's a nirza cannot go and eat, and the halachas kama, the temporary guy that's only there for 6 years, of course he cannot eat, it goes without saying. But if you say the other way around, that the socher cannot eat, the reason why he can't eat is because he's just a short-term guy. He's soon going to be out the door. So I'm not going to allow him to eat the truma for 6 years and stop after that. But if he's a long-term, he's going to be for the next 50 years, his likelihood he's not going to survive the 50 years. We're going to go in Chas V'Shalom, bury him before the 50 years are over. So therefore, I might have thought he can eat truma, Kamash Malon. But once it says nirtz, I don't need the sacher anymore. Matach the nirtz, I can't eat. Of course, the sacher can't eat. Oh, miltzadash kavachayim, because of lakra. But there it's talking about two separate individuals. I need that. But if I'm going to go and tell you that you cannot go and bring the dam into the heichel, stop. I don't have to talk about the thnai with him. Once it goes into the heichel, it's already puzzle. Avada, you cannot take it into the Kodesh Kodesh. Elam abay. Le'nitzrecha el'derech mishupash. Mishupash, the Gemara sometimes use the term mishubash. Derech mishubash means not your normal, regular way, but a kruma way. Kruma means, Rashi says, okum, which means, how do you say krum?
Crooked.
Crooked. Oh, a crooked way. Now, how would be the crooked way? Says Rashi, instead of walking normally through the heichal into the Kodesh Kodashim, he goes up on the second and the third floor vis-a-vis certain toyim and certain places which are up there on top. If you look at the Rashi Le'nitzricha, which is parallel to our Gemara, Le'nitzricha Haipanima, El derech meshupesh, shloi kedarek, going derech gagin valiois. He went in through the skylight from the roof and lias into the second floor, into etc. Beis hamikdash bululin, where you have these entrances that you can go through. The hashon zuchelam al atzmai. Then I tuck and eat it on the. I didn't go into the heichal. I went and I took the blood through the skylight and tied the roof into the second floor. I had to go down the stairs and I had to run up. And then obviously the person's a little bit strange. Oh. But anyway, that's why I need the pasuk. So it's taka like the Eved Tzach and the Eved Toishiv. I need to tell you the halach of the Kodesh Kedoshim when he didn't go through the heichal. Amalei Rava says, that doesn't sound right. V'havok, if it says, the chol dom ashayuva, or hein lehuves dom elakodesh, or ashayuva midom. Havo sounds like it's a normal bringing and taking in a package, taking your mizrak, not climbing up to the roof and with a ladder and going up and going down. That doesn't sound right. El Omarova says, Rava, kol midi de choshev alei lefnai velefnim, loy mifsel beheichel. Rava says a tremendous chidush, that if you're about to enter in the heichel, and people are asking you, why are you going to the heichel? I'm carrying the dam. Where are you taking the dam to? I'm going lefnai velefnim into the Kodesh Kodashim. Really? You're not supposed to. I don't have time for your nonsense. I'm going straight into the Kodesh Kodashim. He goes to the Kodesh Kodashim. He's holding the blood inside the Heichel, and then he has a change of heart, and he goes out. Nothing happens. The blood is still kosher. The carbon is still kosher. Why? Because his sole intention was going to Lefnai Lefnim. He ignores the Heichel. He's not even looking at it. So just being in the Heichel does not passel the blood after all. Hard to understand. Bazei zok drava, skip a Rashi, elo amarava, you see Rashi a little bit further down. La oilam de aile derech psachim. Normally, Vashmin and Krah. Tehecha the choshev alein metchilase lachnisa lefnai velefnim. He thought about it in his sole intention, exclusive intention, lefnai velefnim. Utchilas av osa lehecha almanas pnim hoya. His going into the hecha was only because that's the way you get to the lefnai velefnim. Loi mifsel ademati lefnim. You only become possible if you taki get into that lefnai velefnim. If he never reached the life of Nim, he only reached the Hechel and then he goes out, it's Kusher V'Yusher. So that's why I need two separate psukim. One to tell you if he brings him to the Hechel for the purpose of the Hechel, and one to the Kodesh Kedushim if his purpose was to bring him to the Kodesh Kedushim. Okay, Nushtik. Boy Rover, Parham Davishal Tziba Vasir of Vedis Chachom, Shehechnas Dom Lefnai Velefnim Mahu. Until now we were talking about Chatos Chitzoina blood, or according to the Chacham, the bloods of all her kabanos. If you go and take kabanos where the blood's supposed to be outside in the azar, and you bring it inside into the heichel, that's what the pasuk says. Kol chatoshim midama, no good. It becomes possible. Let's say you have a parham davar shel tzibus here, but Chacham, where you're supposed to bring the blood into the heichel, supposed to. But instead of bringing to the heichel, he decided to be afrima, or he was just an amoret. And he decided to go all the way to the 60-yard line. In other words, into the Kodesh Kodesh. Here comes Dom Lefnai Lefnim. Now, what's it done now? Does that passel the carbon? Wherever there's an Isser to go and bring the blood into the Kodesh, meaning into the Hechel, there too there's the same blood as the Isser, don't go Lefnai Lefnim. However, there is no Isser to bring the blood into the Hechel. For instance, these two kabanas, you're allowed to, you're supposed to bring the blood into the Hechel, like Korean Panima, so there's no Isser Panima. Oy Dilma, Shleimim Koymano. Bottom line is, they're not supposed to be in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and they're apostles of the carbon. Vim Dim Tolem, and if you're going to go and pass Kiv Shleimim Koymano, and that Taka the apostle, what about the Vivar Vesoshim Kippurim? Shehizim Idoman al Bein Habadim. You already were in the Kohen Gadol, was already inside of Nai with him. He already did all his Azois. Vayitziyan Lehechel, and he took it out into the Hechel. And then, for some crazy reason, Vichnisan, he decided to bring it in again. Not to be Masakin anything. He did it perfectly. Achas, Achas, Viachas, Kematzlef, everything was done perfectly. And he took the blood outside, and he brings it in again. Now, Miyamrina Mekoymano. Today, Yom Kippur, the mokka for this blood is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, among other places. But this is the right place. It's not as if, you know, he took it to Riverside Drive. He took it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Or do you say, once he was ready, we're done. From this point on, it's no longer Mekoymano. You have no business of going back into the Kodesh Kedoshim for purposes of that. If you're going to attack a say, once you took it out, you took it out. It's no longer mekoymen. Don't bring it in. What about his midomen al haproiches vayitziyah lemizbeach v'ichnisan mahu? What does that mean? It says in the pasuk that after you do the hazoy sadam on the haproiches, then the pasuk says v'yotzeh lemizbeach. Take the blood now to the mizbeach and put it on the four kronos and do the seven hazoys on the tiaroish lemizbeach. The pasuk uses an expression. The Yotzel Mizbeach, Rashi brings it on the top line. The Yotzel Mizbeach, Hashem Lefnei Hashem, V'chiper Olav. And the Gemara asks, what's this Yitzir? They're both inside the Heichel. We haven't left the Heichel. It's not that it's an exit sign. Here, you leave the Heichel. I'm still in the Heichel. What's the day Yitzir? The Gemara learns from that when you apply the blood to the Mizbeach, don't apply it with your back towards the Pareichus and the Kodesh Kedoshim, but rather, you should be standing on the other side of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Ulam, which leads ultimately into the Azar. So therefore, your face is turned towards the Pareichus and towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you're standing on the other side of the Mizbeach, and that's the Yitziah, the Yotza. You leave the space between the Mizbeach and the Pareichus, to the space between the Pareichus, not the Pareichus, the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Ulam. Ah, or the exit to the Ulam. Ah, so that's called Viyotza. So what happens, Taka? He's a Midom and all the Pareichus. Voitzilam Mizbeach. And he took it to the Mizbeach, and he already, either he did on the Mizbeach, he didn't do on the Mizbeach, and now he takes the Dam, Vichnisan, and now he brings it back in that ear space between the Mizbeach and the Pareichus. Ma. Now, whole Hechel is one Mokum. See, right, the left, north, the south, it's all one Mokum. So there's no Isur. Since the Torah said that when you went out to the Mizbeach, you did a Yitziah, that means if you're bringing it back in, then you're doing a Hachnasa. Ashiyuva Midoma El Akoinish. And therefore, it's improper. Take the blood out. It's not supposed to come in anymore. You already did your stuff and get us. Have a wonderful day. I couldn't shout.